Welcome to another edition of Politics Done Right. Today, we are honored to have the newly elected senator, state senator for district.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
District 15. Molly Cook. Molly Cook is a nurse. Molly Cook is an activist. Molly Cook is somebody who has engaged her community and did politics the way politics should be done. Welcome to Politics Done Right. Molly Cook, how are you doing this afternoon?
We're doing just great. Thank you so much for asking. Thanks for having me on.
Well, let me tell you, as soon as I checked that race and I saw that you were winning the race in a landslide, it kind of made me pretty happy. And the reason why is that you beat the machine. How did you do that?
Well, it's been a long road of really hard work and showing up over and over again, authentically, bringing home wins, even as a volunteer organizer. And just knocking a ton of doors and raising and spending a lot of money in the district.
You know, but I tell you what, Molly, a lot of people would give that answer, okay? It has to be a bit more than that. That's a political answer. Let me suggest something to you. I have not seen a candidate crowdsource as you had. You crowdsource your campaign and you made people be a part of that campaign, and you had people all over showing that they had skin in the game. Let's get that answer in. Let's get that as you did it, because I think it is a pattern that other people running from the grassroots in the progressive space need to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think it sounds like a political answer, but it honestly is quite just exactly the truth. You know, Of course, we raised a lot of money from a lot of people, but I think it's because they want to see a bedside nurse in the Capitol. And I think it's because they want to see someone who is young and honest and authentic and means everything that they say going to the Capitol to fight for them. And none of it, there's just never a shortcut. It's always hard work. And crowdsourcing by already being a part of the organizing community was really valuable. I think having put in a lot of work on the front end for the type of wins that the movement organizing community wants to see was, of course, just how I even ran in 22, right? And so having that kind of support and those kind of connections early on were important, but then you also have to spend hours and hours and hours on the phone with people explaining, here's who I am, here's the vision that I've been shaping with people at the doors for over 2 years now. Are you willing to invest in it and ask really honestly? And so I think it's a combination of having shown up and asked for nothing for a really long time. And then when it's time for ask for something, to have something to give back.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Now, additionally, I recall looking at your Twitter feed and watching you making trips to Austin, watching you bringing the case to Austin, watching you engage on the floor and engage on the people. There are many people who want to run for an office because they want to run for an office. You don't always have people that go out there and do the footwork that it takes to be really, not just to, there's community organizing and then there's turning that into the politics of getting things done. And I think that is what I've seen you do very well thus far. Now, tell the audience what you intend to do. Now you're one of 30, how many senators?
31.
One of 31 senators. How are you going? You have a mission. First of all, tell us what your mission is.
So the mission day one right now is solidify this win by winning again on the 28th. Mm-hmm. That is the number one priority for me and for the campaign. And that has to be what we're focused on. That being said, there are interim charges out there. There is work to be done. There's work with the party to be done. There's lots of connections to begin building and working on. And we need to start getting ready for legislation to be filed day one. So I'm going to do a little bit of this straddling the currently elected and the still running role for the next 20, 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then as soon as we went on the 28th, then we can really lean in and get started on the priorities of the district.
Now, the 28th is going to be, the difficulty is that you have to bring people back out again. It is crazy the way we have all these different elections that are occurring, and now you have to bring them out again for yet the same two people running for the office, which, given the magnitude of your win, I think the electorate is actually, you've actually presented to the electorate a vision that they want to see. So I don't foresee there being a problem there. But still, work has to be done to get people out to the polls. You are a nurse. You are in the middle of the beast. Many of us understand how we have a failed healthcare system. What are you going to, can you take your expertise there? And let's say starting from letting the Senate understand we need some sort of an expansion to the Medicaid expansion that's already there for us, that we're already paying for it. Is that going to be one of the things you work on?
Absolutely. Medicaid expansion is the number one priority that will have a direct impact on people's health and safety across the entire state. So that is a huge priority. And it's also a priority of pretty diverse coalition of folks who are included into healthcare. So it's, you know, it's a priority of Tex PAC and several other of the House and Senate members. So I'm really excited to hopefully be able to lend a little more expertise and energy to that.
It seems to me that even though, let's say the Republican side of the aisle, which is pretty large in Texas, has an issue with Medicare expansion, it seems to me like from being a nurse, you can actually show to these folks, your hospitals are closing. How can we work together to come up with a plan to get this done? Is that on your radar? And do you have contacts within the rural areas that are getting hurt the most?
We'll find out about what exactly the landscape looks like, but I think that you're hitting the nail on the head, and it's going to be really important to reach the people. And right. That's what I want to bring, is that grassroots approach. I understand that the person maybe sitting in that seat is opposed to Medicaid expansion, but does their district really understand what this means for all of us, and that we're leaving billions of dollars on the table for a variety of perhaps motivations, and do people understand that? And can we find a way to communicate that to people, to reach them with the good news that we can expand Medicaid in this state, we can save lives, we can reopen rural hospitals, we can attract physicians to rural communities or low-income communities, et cetera. So that is going to be a number one priority day one. And on May 28th, I can't wait to start making those calls.
Two questions left. And the first one is, and this one is on the healthcare subject again. What I find with many progressives, many folks are out there, is that I don't think they sufficiently engage that side that you just spoke about, to talk to the people and let them be an advocate and put your face out there as far as this is what we need. I don't see that a lot. Is that something that we're going to get out of you? Are you going to go into Timbuktu as you're doing? I know you have your district, but are you going to go out there and really fish for these people?
I think that a lot of people would say that the divisiveness right now is a problem, no matter mm-hmm. which side of the aisle you're on, no matter how you vote, no matter where you're at in the state. And I see grassroots organizing as a way to really bridge that gap. And a lot of the time when we don't see change starting from the top, we can bring about change starting from the bottom. And so I'm fully confident and really excited to start reaching out statewide to people and finding out, you know, who's in favor of these policies and who wants to be a part of the machine that we're going to use to get some movement on these.
Last question. What would you have liked me to ask you that I didn't?
I think just reminding people that we've got to get back out and vote again in the runoff to solidify this win and make sure that we really do get a nurse and a community organizer in that seat for the next full term so that we can really dig in and get to work. So, you know, find us at Molly for Texas on social media, mollyfortexas.com, make a donation, help us get out there and knock on doors. We, just to share, we knocked on 23,000 doors since the primary just for the special election and made 32,000 attempts overall. So we will need help again reaching people by phone and at the doors. And I'm so excited to win on the 28th and to begin serving this district.
Newly elected State Senator Molly Cook, District 15. It's been my honor to speak to you. And I can't tell you how proud we are of what you've attained.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Egberto. Really appreciate you.
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.